Blog Talk Radio.
This is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, have we had a week around here. Our computer system went down, and we had to get new ones. It was crazy, but we got everything fixed, and everything is A-OK, knock on wood. Yeah, everything is good. So very glad to be back doing these shows and whatnot. I'm very excited about tonight's episode. We have a fantastic guest. He wrote and directed the film we're going to be speaking about tonight. Just came out, and he also starred in it. I'd like to welcome Mr. Harley Wallen, Harley the Swede Wallen. Harley, how are you?
Thank you. I'm excellent. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the film just came out, just premiered on demand last week, right?
Yeah, it came out, and I'll be honest with you, I've been really nervous about making a horror film because I know the horror audience is great to the people they love, but they're hard on the people they don't. And I've been holding off for the longest time, and I have been overwhelmed with the response. It's been incredible since we had a premiere that drew all kinds of talent, and the reviews afterwards were just amazing, and now the film is out, and you know, I've had some big talents in some of my prior films, and they have not gotten as much attention right out of the gates as
Wow.
this one. It's incredible.
Well, it's great. It's a great film. I really, really enjoyed this film. I am not
what you would
call necessarily a horror guy. I mean, I like all kinds. Harley, I am a film guy. I'm the guy that has the backyard movie theater. I make my friends watch films with subtitles. You know,
awesome.
I mean, I'm that guy. But
I
do like a good horror movie once in a while because I like
an
emotional ride when I watch a movie. And I like all kinds of films. And this was a good horror movie. The thing that's creepy about your vehicle for Agramon's Gate is the name of the film, folks.
Yeah.
Ghosts and demons and stuff are bad because you can't get away from them, you know?
Yeah, that's the beauty. I love the fact that you can't run, you can't hide, and also you can't identify even. We have a couple of times in the film where this demon, because of how it can manifest, can trick you into being somebody that you think you know, and it does this repeatedly using their voice, acting through them, and scares the heebie-jeebies out of people because now you can't trust anyone. And I also love films
right.
that have a sense of mystery where you as an audience almost want to be the detective that solves the case. I think too many films these days serve it all on a platter and there's little mystery. I enjoy a bit of mystery in a film, so I try to give that anytime I have the opportunity.
I do too. I'm telling me and my gal, my fiance Danny, we watched this. We watched your film right after we watched that. We're late in the game in this. There's so many streaming services now and so much to watch. We watched that.
Yeah.
Don't Blink with Cats, and could not stop watching it for a couple days. Had to
That's
get through
awesome.
That. And then I'm like, she's like, well, it's over. And then we're at the end. We're like, oh, well, what are we going to do now? And I'm like, well, hey, I've got this film that I got to watch before the show. Let's watch it. And she's like, well, what is it? And I said, I it says horror mystery thriller. And she's like, put it on. And I'm like, okay. So and so we started watching this about 11 o'clock at night, and the light in the hallway stayed on that night. Let me just put it that way. We're grown people, you know.
I tried also what I wanted to do was, because I think we got for a while into a place where the slasher horrors got really big and everything was dismemberment and blood and you were just bathing in it, that it was exploitive. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I went back and looked at some of the older, anything from Hitchcock to Wes Craven. When I was younger, I was reading a lot of Stephen King and Dean Koontz, and I wanted to do something like that where the suspense kind of holds you through, and there are payoffs, but what people don't understand is the kill is not the height of the experience, the moment right before the kill is. So to be able to milk it enough that you get a ton of suspense, but at the same time give you some payoff, I think I wanted to do that. And also some jump scares, the tension, and then, yes, a touch of gore. I think you need some of that, generally speaking, even though Blair Witch and Paranormal had almost none of that and still succeeded. And when you look at the Haunting of Hill House, same thing. There was very little gore. But I still think compose a film similarly to how they used to be made, where it's a really good story, it's strong storytelling, a lot of suspense, and then that mystery factor built in, jump scares, and some gore. I think that recipe is really powerful. And like you said, demons are scary because you can't lock the door, can't turn on your alarm system. None of those things work. Go grab your gun.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't either, you know?
Exactly. You can get all the crosses you want and garlic. It ain't going to happen, man. It ain't going to help. Very effective. I think, Harley, now, and I'm not just saying this is very true. This was a good story. You wrote a good story. This is a good film. This would have been a good book.
Thank you.
You know? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
now, was this the first film you had written, or do you do that quite a bit?
I do that quite a bit. Usually a story happens in my head from something I see in real life. I made a film called Eternal Code, and it's essentially about, you know, how close we are to being able to live forever based on doing certain things. Like right now, there's a doctor that essentially wants to decapitate a paraplegic person and trade heads with a brain-dead person, and they really think this could work. Through medical coma and this and that. So that thought came to me is, this is obviously not going to be available for the everyday guy and girl. This is going to be
if you're super rich,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, the Rockefeller who's on heart number six, he could do that. We can't.
Right.
So I wanted to explore that. But normally,
you know,
that's how the stories come to me. This one was different because, I'm a big fan of maybe some of the older horror films, but I felt with Bird Box, The Haunting of Hill House, the Quiet Place, and these kind of movies started coming out, and they got accolades, and I said, you know, maybe it would be time for me to write that story that I've been kind of kicking around so long. So I did, and so far the feedback has been incredible.
You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing film.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Money. amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
It reminded me, though, I don't want people to take this the wrong way, because I just want to say that before I say this. It reminded me, when I was a kid, I loved, and there wasn't a cheese factor. Your film didn't have this, but the Hammer films and stuff, where they kind of they would have those abrupt endings and whatnot, and you're like, and, you know, and the piano music would play, and it would fade, and you're like, oh my God, you know, you feel worn out afterwards. And your film takes you on that type of journey. You know, it was by no means dated by any means. I don't want people to think that, but it gave me the same vibe that I really enjoyed with horror films in the 70s and what, Exorcist and things like that. Rosemary's Baby, you know, that kind of where you were like,
those films.
And your film, like I said, wasn't dated. But I felt I got that feeling, and I haven't had that feeling with a horror movie in a long time. You know, you're right. Some of those are Quiet Place. The one with the where they couldn't look with Sandra Bullock. I can't remember that one, but kind of. You know, And it was just very well done. And as a matter of fact, my gal Danny was like, she's like, this is an indie film? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh my gosh. She goes, this is amazing. Whoever did this.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So there you go.
From
a non-film person.
I'm very happy to hear that. I think what we really wanted, and that I pushed my cinematographer really hard and said, I want the shots to be beautiful, so I want incredibly strong lighting schemes on everything. And my locations manager, I pushed really hard, and I asked for these locations with these beautiful windows and the hospital with, you know, the little crosses and the angels and little detail things.
Yeah.
I just wanted that really bad because I knew visually how much that would play when you got that pretty visual and then the scary undertone of it, like those films that you just mentioned that do an incredible job at it. I've had all the other people make these. I've had somebody that said that it had a feeling of The Haunting, and they were, you know, mentioning my name along Robert Wise, and then they said Hitchcock, and then they said Wes Craven, and I about had a heart attack. Because these are people that I have on a very high pedestal. But you know, my main cast did such a good job, and I was so blessed in getting the people that I had, because that's one thing I pride myself in. The acting doesn't feel indie at all.
No, not at all. The whole
film
does.
They did so well.
I wanted to ask you about that because you have some heavy hitters in this, some big names, you know, from some big movies that are either cult classics or just staples that horror fans will, you know, you see Jan Birch and, you know, Lorraine Landon. I mean, come on, you know, did you know these folks or did you go through a casting agent or how did that all come about?
So Jan Birch and me are really good friends. He's like almost like one of my better friends at this point. And we've only known each other for about a year and a half, but we're both Swedish. And when I found out that I could, I was looking for somebody to play a doctor actually a coroner in Betrayed, my film about human trafficking. And I wanted somebody that was quirky and kind of stood out because he had some fairly heavy scenes with dialogue and not a whole lot to work with. So I'm like, I need somebody who can, and I was thinking it would be great if I had Stellan Skarsgård. That would be amazing, you know, fellow Swede, and he would come in and kill it.
Right.
And then, you know, you make the call and you realize that I don't have that budget. So you start thinking, who else can I get? And a friend of mine said, hey, I have access to Jan Birch. And I'm like, oh, no way. Because I knew who it was right away because The People Under the Stairs was a huge thing for me because I was at the right end of that one. You know, being a teenager, seeing that scaring the hell out of me was very effective. So we talked on the phone and we clicked right away. And he's been in now 3 or 4 of my films. He's coming back for another horror film I'm shooting in April. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. But yeah, so him and I are super close friends now. But man, that guy can act. And his screen presence, he can be flat out scary. Maureen, I will guarantee you had goosebumps for a couple of her scenes with her son and her daughter-in-law. Because I still can't watch that film, and I've seen it 1,000 times, I feel, through editing and everything. And I still get goosebumps every time I see those scenes. Because she's so deranged at this point that she doesn't trust anyone because what she lived through with her husband who nearly killed her. And Laureen, she just takes your breath away. And she actually has had at the time the same manager as me. So I immediately knew I wanted her, and I called my manager and I'm like, please help me negotiate this rate because I know that's what I want. Because what I wanted was beauty and was exactly what she did. Because the bathroom scene and the dream sequence, she is so beautiful, and then you're looking at her in the hospital bed, and she is scary.
Oh, the juxtaposition right there, it's uncanny, and it really, like you said, gives you goosebumps. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And that dream sequence was amazing, man. It did remind me of something Hitchcock would do. You know, that the whole dream thing, because you felt it. Dreams are hard to do on film, I think. No, I'm not in the movie business. I'm just a watcher. You know, I'm a fan. But it's hard to get that, oh, this is, I mean, anybody can say, oh, this is a dream and do that thing. And, you know, we're supposed to believe that. You took you to it. You're like, oh, okay, this is a dream sequence. This is, you know, and
that was so
very, very few people can effectively do that. You could do it.
Thank you. That was absolutely influenced by Freddy Krueger and Nightmare on Elm Street because I remember how scary it was to not know if they were awake or asleep. That was so scary to me that I wanted to play with that exact thing because that to me was so scary and I needed to know because if it's in the dream world, he has all the powers. And if it's in reality, then he's not that. And that was so intriguing to me to play with that. And I'm happy that you say it worked because that was something that I was very nervous about. Making a horror film is scary because, like I said, the audience is out there. They're hard. I've seen friends of mine that make films get ripped to shreds for making a horror film, and it's scary, man. So I'm happy that a lot of the things worked, because it took me quite a while to make this because of that.
I have friends like that. I have friends that are horror nuts, and you know, you watch.
Yeah.
I don't like watching films with them, because they rip it apart. They're like, oh, well, that
yep.
spleen should have exploded like this. And I'm like, how do you know how a spleen explodes? You know, I mean, but it didn't look fun to me. Left the light on after watching your film. I did.
That's awesome. I love hearing
on.
That. My manager
oh, man.
Said, my manager said, I thought you said it wasn't that scary. And I'm like, well, I think it's more creepy and uncomfortable than scary. And he's like, Harley, I haven't been scared of the movie in probably 10, 15 years. He's like, I was
right.
legitimately uncomfortable. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, then I did a better job than I thought, I guess. It's hard
well,
to
you certainly
not-
did. It
Thank
was,
you.
This was a great film.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
And I want to let people know, we have links up on our show page to both Harlan's Facebook page, or Harley, I'm sorry, Harlan, what am I saying? Harley's Facebook page, and also the film's Facebook page, Argamon's Gate. And you can just, we convert the show to a podcast after we're done, and we blast it out everywhere.
Yeah.
These links follow the show. So however you're listening in the future to the show, ladies and gentlemen, there's a link there. Just click on it and get there. Like and share these pages. Super important. It's the world we live in now.
Yeah,
algorithm,
it is.
Baby.
Absolutely. I was just at a meeting today where they talked about the algorithms and how to beat them and this and that. And it's still the best thing you can possibly do is to get people to like, comment, share. That's still the best way to beat the system. It's just to have a circle of people doing that on repeat. So I truly appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I would add, ladies and gentlemen, too, when you watch this, however you watch it, there's all kinds of ways to watch it. Leave reviews. It just takes a second, you know, write a sentence, you know, hey, this scared the you-know-what out of me, you know, or whatever it is. It just, that engagement helps fuel the thing.
Yeah,
it greases the wheels a little bit. It's very important.
Yeah.
And I think people that aren't in the entertainment business, maybe not, they don't realize that. And it just takes a second. It doesn't cost you anything.
Rating and reviewing is very, very big.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now this film, this is, let me ask you this, because you had mentioned you were a little hesitant to do a horror film, you know, for the obvious reasons and whatnot. This works, though. It right out, you knocked it out of the park. I know with Hollywood folk and movie people, sometimes it's hard to mention upcoming projects until T's are crossed and I's are dotted and all that. Is there an upcoming project? Because I want to see more, Harley. I want to see more. Is there an upcoming project you can mention?
Yeah, so we, last year in the summer, we shot a film called Ash and Bone. And I'm going to get the rough cut of that film from my editor Friday, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, and supposedly he's saying that this Ashen Bone is significantly better than anything I've ever done. So I am,
wow.
I am very, very, very eager to see it. This film is, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and House of Wax had a baby kind of thing.
Oh.
So it's a little more violent, a little crazier, and a little more of a real threat than the occult. But this one was a little bit of a different angle because I also was intrigued to do that. I'm really looking forward to that. I've spoken to a couple of the distributors that I've worked with, and they are saying they would love to have it for, you know, October for a Halloween type of
nice.
Release in either late September or early October. And I think we almost did that with Agrimon's Gate. We weren't sure how it was going to hold up against, you know, Three from Hell and all these big films that released this year. In Ashen Bone, I have Jamie Bernadette from I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu, and I have Mel Novak from Game of Death and An Eye for an Eye, and then a fantastic cast that's mostly from the Midwest supporting around these two. But yeah, the script for Ashen Bone is incredible. And then in April this year, I shoot my first vampire film, and I'm rebooting the vampire origin completely. First of all, I'm making vampires scary again, but I'm not making a hat about it. We're gonna go towards more of a 30 Days of Night style vampire, something terrifying.
Nice.
That's my favorite vampire.
Oh, nice. I said that's that. People always ask me, my horror friends, they're like, well, what's your favorite vampire, Dracula? I'm like, no. Dracula's too prissy. I liked that 30 Days of Night. Those were scary vampires, man. What a film. What a film. It scares you.
Yeah, they've been making them glittery and sexy and all kinds of things, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I remember growing up on vampires that were far scarier than that, and I would like to go back to that. So that's going to be a really fun, and we're doing a Viking origin vampire story. So we're gonna reset everything about it. I don't think I've ever even seen one of these made, and the script is incredible. My good friend Brett Miller wrote it, and I just bumped it to the front of the line. It's such an incredible story, and I love playing with moral dilemmas too, and that's very well placed in Beneath Us All, which we're shooting in April.
Fantastic, man! Fantastic. I can't wait because number one, these are going to be great movies. I can already tell. And number two, I'll get you back on the show. It's a win-win. You have, I know we're up against the time, but I have to mention it. Just your background. I was reading your IMDb and was fascinated.
Yeah.
Fascinated, Harley. Breakdancing? Amazing.
Breakdancing, one of Scandinavian's best. I used to dance with Quincy Jones' son. Yeah, been a lot of fun with that.
Man, crazy. And the martial arts, of course.
Professional fighter. Retired, undefeated in MMA, spent some time on the Swedish national team in judo and taekwondo. I feel like I've lived many lives all over, and I'm not even that old yet.
Lots of chapters. Nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with that. My biggest fear is when the end is here, and I'm in that bed, I don't want to look and say, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have at least tried that. You know, it's better to just try it all. It's amazing.
I agree.
Agrimon's Gate, fantastic film. I want everybody to watch this. rent it, have all your friends rent it, or buy it, you know, either or. You can do either or now. It's amazing. It's a fantastic film, Midnight Releasing. You can find it. Great company, great distribution company. Well, this is cool, man. This is cool. Harley Wallen, you're living the dream. Pretty nice.
Indeed.
I hope you're. I know you were just in the UK. A little behind the scenes today. I hope your travels went well and everything. You were. I believe it was you, right? Yeah, I think so.
No, I was. I was just in LA for the premiere of Agatha.
Oh,
okay. That's where I just came back from. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm getting my people mixed up.
You're getting your people's mixed up? Yeah, no.
I scheduled too many shows, but not really. This is great though, and you know, kudos on the cast and locations on this film too, man. I don't know.
Thank you. Yeah.
How do you film at a hospital? I mean, that's amazing to me. You know, do you just call up the hospital and say, hey, we need to film? And they're like, okay, we'll move all the patients.
It takes a lot of time and connection. You know,
I can imagine.
And the thing is, you do bad one time at one of these locations, the word spreads real quick, and there's not a paycheck or a rental fee in the world enough for them to bring you back in. So you got to have a really good team so you don't end up messing stuff up while you're there. I love the fact that we have locations. We have a whole team that all together work really, really hard on locations, because that's so tricky when you're an independent film, because you don't have sets. So you have to find all these places to shoot at. The house was such an incredible find.
Was that in L.A.? In Michigan? I had no idea, really. Wow.
We shoot actually all of our films in Michigan up until now, because we have such an incredible network here, and it's just, it's been incredibly good to us. And our network is so strong. That's why we have real police stations, real hospitals, real fires, real explosions. All of that stuff is all real. None of it's faked and falsely marked. It's all real, real locations.
Well, I think it transposes well. You know, it's real. I was talking to a filmmaker. I don't know. This was a few months back, and he was telling me that he doesn't like to film in California if he can help it, in LA if he can help it. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, I was filming a thing. I needed a shot about the exterior of a house, and he goes, there was a guy mowing the grass a couple doors down, and he kept mowing and mowing and mowing because he knew eventually I'd go down and give him $50 to take a break.
Yep.
He said, if you film in Georgia or someplace, they're not hip to that yet. And they, you get a shot a lot
easier. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Well, yeah, Michigan, no, there you go.
Yeah, definitely. The thing that's beautiful about Michigan is you're looking at a state that used to have incredible film incentives, and Batman vs. Superman and all these big shows and films were made here. And when they pulled the incentives, there's still a lot of talent here that can't move because they're married and they have kids and they have all kinds of things. And now here I am, and I can employ them, and they can still do quality work, and it saves me a ton of money. And I know L.A. is permit hell, so you have to permit for everything. So for me to have the network I have here in Michigan and all these incredible cast and talent and locations, and my DP is amazing. That's really a huge advantage. I've had both Ohio and Minnesota try to lure me there with their incentives, but you know, you can't fix this whole imbalance with these incredible locations. So it's still worthwhile for me to stay.
You're right. Well, you know, and hopefully, I'm telling you, if any of those politicians are listening to this show, get it together,
yeah,
man. All you got to do is look at Georgia, and that's a prime example of a state that got it together. Put those tax incentives there and whatnot.
Yeah.
And look at all the money that they make it. You know, tons and tons of money.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, you know, that
they're making $7 billion a year, if I understand it right, in additional revenue because of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
it's
and how
crazy.
Do you turn that down? You know, how do you
I
turn
have
that?
No idea.
I don't know. No, we don't like money. You know, come on.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
Michigan, you know, that. Yeah, I mean, you just got to take the good deals when you have them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, now, where in Michigan are you guys filming? Yeah, I missed it. You mentioned Metro Detroit?
In the Metro Detroit area. You got it.
Nice. I grew up in that area. I haven't been there in 20 years, but I grew up on the east side there, northeast side.
Oh, cool.
A little area just north of Mount Clemens there. And
You know. That's a very familiar area to me. We are all the way up in Lake Orion, which is about 45 minutes north of Detroit. It's really beautiful of environment. We have a lot of lakes and a lot of nature around us. And what's nice you know, you can go to Detroit and you can shoot in the city.
And then you can go home.
And you can drive. Yeah, exactly. And you can shoot in the burbs, and you get a whole different feel. And if you go 15 minutes north of us, you're in the boondocks. So access to all of it, which is fantastic. That's why it's another reason why it's so good to stay here and shoot here, is because you can get, and then you have the dunes in the West Michigan. You can shoot a film in the desert on those dunes. It's very, very good for filming. That's for sure.
Well, and it's fantastic. And there are Because a lot of people don't realize, back in the day, like, Michigan had some really big, some beautiful homes. I mean, just ornate.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of money back in the day. And, you know, and some of these are kept in real great shape. And you found one for this film, which was great, you know. I mean, but there's, yeah, Michigan's beautiful. It's a beautiful state.
Yeah.
Very smart,
yeah.
Mr. Wallen. Very smart.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It.
And it's and I imagine it's similar weather, perhaps, to Sweden. I don't know. Maybe is Sweden kind of Michigan-like?
Well, Sweden, I'm from the very southern tip of Sweden, which is called Malmo, which is across the bridge now from Copenhagen. So the jet stream kind of lands right there. So it's a little milder, actually, even though it's further north. So it's a touch milder winters, probably, you know, top out at about 80 in the summertime. But yes, similar enough.
No, well, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Well, I love your film, Agrimon's Gate. Everybody, you got to see it. You got to rent it. I love
it.
Fantastic. Harley, I want to thank
you
so much for taking time to be on the show and whatnot. And you know, it's awesome. You rock. You are cool. Turned up to 10. If nobody's told you this yet today, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at
thank
it.
You
know. Yeah,
thank you. Well, I'm in the middle of shooting a TV series, so this is the first for me, so this is going to be a whole lot of fun, but thank you. I appreciate that.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. Man, I'm hooked. I'm a Harley Wallen fan now, so I'm going to see it all. Very, very
thank
good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Can I recommend the next one for you to watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
A similar enough genre, watch Abstruse, and you're going to see Tom Sizemore is in it, and it is a vintage Tom Sizemore. He's so good in it. We won 25 Best Picture Awards for that film.
Wow.
And even right now, it's a finalist in Japan at Genre Celebration. That film has had such an incredible it released November 1st, and it's still popping, and I still do interviews all over the world. There's something special when Tom Sizemore lays down an amazing performance, and he's so good in that film. That would be my recommendation. Try that one on next.
I will watch it tonight. Absolutely. And, of course, you'll probably be getting an email from me to be back on the show. We'll talk about it. I can't wait to see it.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, I know I kept you a little longer than we planned, and I apologize about that, but you're just fascinating to talk to. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And
Thank you.
Keep making these awesome films. We love it out here, you know? We're so glad.
Love it.
Cool.
Thank you
so much. Sir. And I'll talk to you
soon. Right. Talk to you soon. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Abstruse.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'll talk to you. I'll email you too. I'll Facebook you tomorrow on it. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Well, there you go, folks. Mr. Harley Wallen, Agrimon's Gate. It's what a cool guy, man. And living in Michigan. How about that? See? Oh, man. We're getting I'm really excited because a few of my Michigan friends I grew up with, you know, we're getting married in a couple weeks, and they're coming down for the wedding. So I'll have to tell them, hey, I met another cool Michigander. So I'm very, that was a fun show. Okay. Sorry. I was drifting away there for a second. I want to wrap this up so I can watch the other movie. Okay, folks, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast, and this will be pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We are on several hundred of them. By the way, well, since it's in my head, this is episode 950. I just want to throw that out into the universe. if somebody could mention that to the people that told me, you know, that I couldn't do this, well, we've done 950 of them. How about that? No, I'm kidding. I'm not that type of person. But no, I honestly, when I first started doing this a couple years ago, I thought we would, I thought I'd do maybe 20, 25 of these and see something else that was bright and shiny and move on to that. 950. Amazing. And it's all because of you listeners. It really is. Trust me, if people weren't listening, we wouldn't have advertising and we wouldn't be doing this. For those who know me, I'd be doing something else to make money. Anyhow, like I said, this show will be pushed out on all the various podcasting platforms, social media platforms, and the links will follow. The links on our show page will follow the podcast. So however you're listening, if you are listening to the show in the future on, like, say, Apple Podcasts, do me a favor because, like we were talking during the show, it's very important. Take a second. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up at the top of the page. And, man, it's easier to talk to advertisers when that's the case. So I appreciate that. And, like I said, I appreciate you supporting our advertisers and listening to the show and just keeping it going. It's amazing. So we will be back tomorrow afternoon, actually. We've got a very cool show tomorrow. We've got a few of the actors and actresses and the director of a new film that's just out, Emerald Run, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're talking to the co-writer and director of that on Saturday. So, we've got it. We're knuckled down. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, our house, we do a monthly house music show. That was supposed to happen last Monday night. That's when our computers all, blew up. So we pushed that to this following Monday. So Monday coming up, 10 o'clock, that's a two-hour show. Yeah, the second hour is all an original set of house music by DJ Miss Monday. And we've got some big-name DJs this week, too. I was amazed that we were able to, they're such cool, so cool, these ladies, that they were able to reschedule, because frankly, I was crying when the computer, that was the big thing. I was, you guys don't even want to know. Anyhow, that's going to do it for us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. We will thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you later. Have a good one, everybody. Go watch Agrimmon's Gate. I almost said it wrong. Go watch it right now. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.